Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is education or discipline. No, it's not a choice of which one would you rather have. Hopefully you have both. What this is in regards to is a discussion I had recently with somebody, and we were talking about what holds people back from their health and happiness kind of fitness goals. And we were kind of naming different mistakes and things that get in the way of people being successful. And we were trying to kind of relate it to more broad terms. So we were giving specific examples and kind of bouncing ideas back and forth off each other. And we narrowed it down to pretty much being either education or discipline, in the sense that maybe somebody is educated in this, in that they've been told the right things to do and or they know the right things to do, but they don't have the discipline to adhere to it. Or somebody has all the discipline in the world and they'll do anything they're told and do it to 100%. They follow every everything. So they dot every I and cross every T, but they're told the wrong stuff. So they're working their butt off, but they're working at the wrong things. So, some examples I have of this to kind of bring it to light is oftentimes when I work with people who've done aesthetic-based competitions before, and this would be bodybuilding, you know, physique, figure, bikini, stuff like that. So, a lot of the people I work with, they're either first-timers or they've worked with somebody else, and it didn't go well. And through a friend of a friend of a friend, they were told to come and work with me. And often what I tell them is a lot different than what they were doing before. And that's a good thing, because if what they were doing before didn't work, I do hope I'm telling them something different in the sense that it has some hopes of working. So usually what happens is they'll come and they were on a plan where calories just got reduced and reduced and reduced over the prep period to the point of eating almost nothing, like 1,000 calories or less. And then they were doing more and more and more cardio. So I remember recently I was talking with somebody and they were eating under 1,000 calories a day on a weekly average. And they were doing 3 hours of cardio a day. That is insane. It's absolutely stupid. Whoever the trainer was should be punched in the face and or quit. So not to be overly rude, but that's horrible advice. And the fact that you're in charge of someone's life and you take money to be in charge of someone's life and you tell them stuff like that, oh my gosh, that's not very good. So that trainer themselves would need some education, but that athlete, what I get bummed about for these people is they did it. They actually were surviving on 1,000 calories a day and 3 hours of cardio, and they were doing it. They did exactly what that trainer told them. There was no lack of discipline. It was lack of education in regards to being told the wrong stuff. So what we do is we feed them way more food, and we don't do any cardio. We're very minimal cardio. So usually the people I do aesthetic-based shows with, we almost never do more than 20 minutes of cardio at one time, because our goal is to actually use weight training and resistance training as our caloric burning method. So how are we going to burn calories? How are we going to burn off body fat? Is not through cardio. It's through what I call muscle cardio. And I didn't, you know, I didn't invent lifting weights to lose weight. So just the term muscle cardio was more so created to let people know that it is cardio, but you're going to use your muscles. So for example, they might do a light dumbbell circuit where they might do let's say dual bent over rows into standing overhead press into walking lunges. And they do that for 10 rounds of 10 reps each. And that can take 10 minutes, maybe even up to 15 minutes, but they don't stop. Or if they do stop, I yell at them and make sure it's under 30 seconds of a rest period. So it's sub-maximal weight in the sense that they won't reach failure due to muscular fatigue. They're going to be tested cardiovascular-wise and muscle endurance with a lot of burning, and that's how we get our cardio. So what tends to happen is you can burn more calories per unit of activity when you involve the muscles with cardio. So you're not only getting your lungs burning up calories and burning up oxygen, you're getting your muscles doing the same. And that's going to lead to better results within the time that you're given. So if I take 20 minutes to do it, I'm going to burn more calories during the 20 minutes doing a dumbbell circuit like that than I will walking on a treadmill. And then also, when you accumulate muscle stress, your body has to allocate calories and energy to go address that and fix that and correct that. So once you stop the activity, your body still has work to do. It has recovery work to do. So you actually burn even more calories and burn off more body fat in the process of recovery, let alone actually when you're doing it and being active in the middle of it, like doing it. So the action of it. So doing muscle-based cardio, and we have a past podcast, so you can go to the podcast homepage and use a search function and search muscle cardio. And it's probably one of our older ones. It's very good information. It's not old and it's not good, but it's old in that it was might be like, you know, number 20, 30, or 40, somewhere in the earlier podcasts. And it explains what muscle cardio is in more detail and gives you sample routines if you're interested in trying it. But the idea is to use muscle damage and muscle stress to burn calories, not just being busy on a cardio equipment. So the goal is we want to reduce cardio on cardio machines, because that actually just teaches the body to be more efficient and burn less oxygen and less calories over time. So that's stupid. That's not effective. And that's also partly why the calories have to continue to reduce whenever you do it in that way. Whereas if you use muscle cardio, that allows you to do different interval style circuits. So you might do a dumbbell circuit like I explained one day. The next day, maybe you'll do something with kettlebells. Maybe the next day you'll do, you know, I don't know, like squat jumps, push-ups, and a rower in a sequence like that. Maybe the next day you'll flip tires. Maybe the next day you'll drag a sled. So you just change it up, and the body has a much harder time adjusting to that style of stimulus, and therefore it doesn't have the chance to become more efficient and reduce caloric expenditure during that activity, and you get more results for the time that you put into it. So that's what we do with our training. And then with our food is we have to eat enough to actually fuel the changes that we want. So you're not trying to deprive your body, take calories away from it, because it can't make changes when it doesn't have calories. It can't maintain the muscle mass that it has. It can't help you put on new amounts of muscle to reshape and balance out your physique. And then also, if you're just hyper-stressed all the time and you're low in calories, your cortisol is super high, you're going to have way more stress hormones, which actually furthers muscle loss during the contest prep period, and it increases water retention, and there's a lot of negativity that way. So instead of no food and tons of cardio, we do more food, and we do muscle cardio. So the idea of contest prep is to work with your body, not against it. So you want to educate yourself and understand how the body responds to different stimuli. And then you want to use the stimuli that you want in the amounts you want to manipulate the responses in the direction that you want. So that is how you do contest prep correctly. So you want to work with the body. Food is your friend. It can help you make changes. It's not a punishment. You don't need to restrict it overall. So that was an example where somebody, in those cases, they had all the discipline in the world, but they were told the wrong stuff. So when we tell them everything I just told you there in that quick little ramble, and we're doing it, quote-unquote, the best way, the right way, they are going to now combine all that awesome discipline with all this awesome education, and then they get awesome results. So that's how I've helped people get pro cards. It's how people have, I mean, they've taken some big changes in their life. They've become happier. So even people who never got a pro card, they just wanted to compete once, because they wanted to kind of learn discipline, establish control over nutrition. They maybe wanted to fulfill, you know, a young childhood dream. Maybe they wanted to learn how to be more proud of their body, learn how to work with their body and become healthy mentally and physically in regards to their body. So there's tons and tons of victories other than a pro card. And that's the stuff that we've worked on. And that's so awesome when you can take somebody who has all the discipline in the world and teach them the right stuff, get them the right education. Now, the other side, the flip side of that, is when people are told the right information, but they're not disciplined enough to do it. Ugh, what a bummer. Not only a bummer for me, but a bummer for them. And typically the reason why is because their old ways of doing things are easy. They're familiar. So without changing their life structure, without changing things about their environment, about their scheduling, about their family and the people around them, and without changing their mental structure, their belief of how food interacts, whether the food is an enemy, and then also that food is therapy. So when they have emotional stress, they rely on food. So if they don't change their life structure and their mental structure, then nothing will change. And that's typically what happens. So the person has the education, they're told the right stuff, but they don't have the discipline. And what it comes down to is there was not enough changes made to the structures around them and within them. And that's what the missing link is for those people, is there needs to be a change to their environment, their scheduling, maybe their family structure, just things about their, like the things around them outside of their mind that'll help or hurt them in their journey. Then they have to change the things that are inside their mind, you know, believing that they're worth the effort. So believing in or finding different ways to deal with emotional stress other than food. So that's usually where the missing link is with these people, is it's almost a form of education in terms of learning how to become more disciplined or learning how to address these aspects of change that are required. But something has to change for something to change. Just kind of makes sense, right? So if they have all the right education, they know what to do, but they're just not following through, then usually what's missing is the discipline, and that's masked usually by some type of change needing made. So maybe they have triggers around them that initiate bad behavior. So we have to address those triggers. You either have to change them or avoid them. There's a lot of things that go into it. So we've actually had a recent podcast talking about that that could be helpful. And it was podcast number 168, The Secret to Willpower. And that was the concept of learning how to address what's around you by how do you have more willpower is by not using it, basically, is trying to avoid bad and negative things around you and within you. And the more you can avoid them, the less willpower you have to waste trying to make decisions against them. So that's something you could check out. And then also we had a handout from last month's exclusive content for the patrons of the podcast. And one of the handouts was building discipline. It went through the steps of how to increase your own discipline, how to become more disciplined. So if you'd like the handout, we'll offer it for free to you. So brutalirongym@gmail.com, just send us an email and we'll send it to you. And what that is, that exclusive content for patrons. So patrons are people who donate $10 or more per month to the podcast, and we send exclusive monthly content. So we send training programs, training information, nutrition information, mindset information. And the idea of that is just kind of for $10 a month, it provides a personal trainer in a sense. You get training information, nutrition, and mindset. You get kind of stuff that helps motivate you for that month and keep you on track for $10. So it's kind of an option to give a cheaper way to get people better help than what they have. So think of this in your life. What is holding you back from your goals? This even applies outside of the gym, by the way. Is it education, knowing the right things to do? Or is it discipline? So are you working hard, but your hard work isn't working? Then problem is usually education, what you're working at. So if you're disciplined and you're working hard, but you don't seem to get the results that you want, then maybe you're doing the wrong stuff. Maybe you need to be more educated in what you're doing and the approach you're taking. Now, what if you do know the right stuff and you're just not doing it? And you maybe don't even know if it's the right stuff yet, but you're not even following it. So it could be the wrong thing, but you're not even doing the wrong thing right. So that would be working on discipline. Okay? So in this podcast, my goal was to kind of highlight two main areas that people struggle and maybe bring to light those areas for you so you can think in your life what is holding you back, not only in the gym but out of the gym. Is it learning to become more disciplined? And underlyingly, is that learning to, do you need to learn how to change your life structure and or your mental structure? Change things about how you live life that'll help you be more successful. Or do you need to just learn better information? So you're working hard, you just don't think you have the right stuff to work at. Well, we want to help out, so I'm going to keep this podcast short in the sense that I can't guess every single problem everybody's struggling with, but I do want to help. So you can send us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. and tell us what you're struggling with. Is it education or is it discipline? What are you trying to work at? What's your life goal that just doesn't seem to be moving forward? Let us know and we'll help you out, okay? So think through it, go through the source of what you think you need, and recognize that you have to make a change to your current approach to get a change of your current results. So something has to change for something to change. If you don't know what that change is, let us help you out. If you do know what it is, if you know that you have all the discipline in the world, but what you're doing just doesn't seem right, go find more information about that. See if you can become more educated. If you think you know the right stuff to do, but you're just not doing it, then focus on discipline. Focus on changing your life structure and your mental structure. See if you can find ways to live life differently to allow you to be more successful. Okay? So the best time to attack all this stuff and make the best changes to your life is right freaking now. So hopefully you can get started. If you need any help, let us know. BrutalIronGym@gmail.com. Cool. If you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, you can sign up to become a patron, like we mentioned earlier. And that's donating $10 or more per month to the podcast. For your donation, we're going to send you exclusive monthly content, which includes a monthly training program and extra information related to training, nutrition, and mindset. All that content is exclusive just to our patrons, just for you. If you'd like an example of what that monthly content is, shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'll send you a sample. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so directly on the Podbean app, sending us an email, or do a Google search, Become a Patron, Brutal Iron Gym Podcast. And if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. If you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can reach us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.